gave himself to the task of enriching and uplifting those who would permit him to enter into their lives. You see, Jesus Christ was tireless in doing the work, praise God. And guess what? We ought to be tireless in doing the works of our Lord. Let me ask, let me see the show of hands in here. How many of us know, praise God, that what we do is not for us, because it is all about him? How many of y'all know that today? Everything that you do is about him. Every soul that you talk to, praise God, about his saving grace, it's about him. Every person that you help, praise God, it's about him. It's not for you to go around bragging, talking about how I help sister so-and-so, a brother so-and-so. Everything that you do, praise God, it's about him. And he's the one that should get the glory. Praise God. See, when we are zealous to do God's good work, we imitate the pattern of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Oh, we sing that song, to be like Jesus. To be like Jesus. Oh, how I long to be like him. So meek and holy, so humble and holy. Oh, how I long to be like him. See, if you want to be like him, praise God, serve like him. If you want to be like him, love like him. If you want to be like him, forgive like him. Praise God. And if you do those things, then you are imitating the pattern of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
You have been blessed by the Second Union Baptist Church, 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. They will be glad to hear from you. If you'd like to contact them, you may contact them at 318-445-4875. Tune in next time for the Second Union Missionary Baptist Church radio broadcast.
KAYTKQJO.
Awesome move. Until redeeming.
You're with the CA. You are tuned into the spiritual
when we put it all together, this is what we like to call you,
Jesus, Jesus.
Let's tune in as Evangelist Ronnie Bell takes you further
you
into the Word
in a
of
manger.
Teaching on healing and deliverance is the heart and the will of God. The fourth thing is another thing healing demonstrates, and it does. It confirms that Jesus, he's our Savior, and he's the Messiah. And you all know the scriptures that tells us who the Savior is and who the Messiah is. And those are things you go back and read for yourself. Go back and do a study on that and see what that says. Matthew 8:14-17. And when Jesus was come into Peter's house, he saw his wife's mother laid and sick of a fever. And he touched her hand, and the fever left her. And she arose and ministered unto them. When the evening was come, they brought unto him many that were possessed with devils, and he cast out the spirits with his word, and he healed all that were sick. Jesus never left one somebody out there standing sick. Bible said he healed all of those that were sick. Now, what a word. They said he healed with his word. What a word. Some people be wondering what to say. What to say when I lay hands on people? What should I say? Use the word of God. He used his word. His word is in red letters. His words in every letter in the Bible, you know? All the Bible and all the red letters are Jesus' word. That's what he spoke to the demons, the evil spirits, the devils, sickness and disease, etc. He spoke his word. We can do the same thing. He said we're supposed to do the same thing that Jesus did. We can do the same works that he did and greater works. Saints of God, the word of God is his power. It's his ability. It's Jesus' word. They are the very same power of God. Those words, they are the very same power of God. And guess what? When we speak it in faith, it's the very same power that's still on those words. The very same power still on those words. The word of God is anointed forever. Just like he holds the universe and the world up by the power of his words, his power and ability to heal and deliver sick folks, to raise the dead, to cast out demons and devils, and all these evil spirits of sicknesses and diseases, you know, to heal the crippled, the maimed, the lame, and, you know, just to cure cancer and all these mind-altering diseases. We got all this stuff that's at play right now in the world. And that same word will heal and cure all of this. This is why we can't throw any healing and deliverance. We can't throw that out of the salvation plan. It's God's plan, and it will always be his plan. How is it that in heaven, he tells us that there's a tree that is good for the healing of the nation? Some people think healing is done with, and all that's done with. We don't have to do that anymore. But why is it that we see it in heaven? So let's verify that. Revelations 22:1-2. John is having to write a book of the book of Revelation. And he began like this. And he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and the Lamb. The Lamb is Jesus Christ. In the midst of the street of it, talking about that river, and on the other side of the river was there a tree of life, which were 12 manner of fruits, and they yield their fruits every month. What tree does that? They yield their fruit every month, and the leaves on that tree were good for the healing of the nation. We're still talking about healing. Jesus intends for healing to continue on up till we come to heaven, because he got a tree on each side of a river, and the leaves on that tree, he said, they're good for the healing of the nation. Saints of God, I hope you can see healing, health, and deliverance is a continuing part of God's plan of salvation for mankind. He has provided for healing, wealth, safety, and so much more. But yet, there is no teaching done on what's so precious to God's heart. This is one of the main reasons, you know, he allows his only begotten son to come down here and bring us such great salvation package. That's why he allowed it, because this is precious to his heart. He wants us healed. He wants us delivered. He wants us saved. So he sent Jesus, the best representative, the only representative that he could ever have was his only begotten son, and he sent him for us. You know, I mean, saints, it just keeps on giving life to us. But without specialized teaching and training, we're living out of God's, we're living totally out of God's will, and we're certainly living below our privileges. We have privileges and we have benefits that we're not even using, because we don't know about them. And if we know about them, we don't know how to use them. I don't know about you, but I'm I'm certainly giving it all I got. I want what God wants, and I want to deliver to God's people what Jesus delivered and delivered to and for us all. Amen. I just want to deliver what Jesus delivered to us, for us. Amen. And glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. We should have that same desire to deliver to the people what Jesus delivered for us when he went to that cross and he died for us. We should have that same aspiration. And we should be running with it right now. Luke 5, 18 through 20, 26. Healing and deliverance. It confirms that Jesus is our Savior, the healer. And he forgives all of our sins. He forgives all of our sins. And he healed that lame man. That's what it showed, that he forgives sins and he healed that lame man. And it confirms that Jesus was our salvation. He was performing his salvation duties as well as he was a healer. He saved him and he healed him. In John 10:37-38, Jesus said, "If I do not the works of my Father, believe me not. But if I do, though you believe not me, believe the works, that you may know and believe that the Father is in me and I am in him." He said, you don't have to believe, you don't have to believe me, just believe the works. Believe the works that I do. And the works is all through the book. If you go from Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, you're going to see all the works that Jesus did. And most all of it was healing and delivering people. He was teaching. I hardly ever heard him preach, but he teached and he healed all the sick. So we're gonna have to look at the word and see what it's there for. And we're gonna look at the fifth thing. And we're gonna touch on number five. It says healing establishes the kingdom of God. If we look at the beginning of the ministry works of Jesus and his disciples, we can see clearly that healing and deliverance were the first phases of establishing God's kingdom here on this earth. And we're going to look at Luke 10:9. And he healed the sick that were therein and say unto them, the kingdom of God is come nigh unto you. I'm going to repeat that. The kingdom of God is come nigh unto you. I told you. It's his kingdom work. And this is what he did. He came and he started laying out the kingdom work. And that's the same work we have to do. Now, something that's so important as the work of the kingdom, it's just not going to stop in 2022 and that's it. No, this is kingdom work. It continues forever until we see God. And then we're there with the king, with the king. With the King, with Christ, with God, we'll be there with him. In Matthew 12:28, Jesus told his disciples, "But if I cast out demons by the Spirit of God, the kingdom of God is coming to you." We're still talking about that kingdom. That the biggest portion of that kingdom was healing and deliverance. And here we want to throw it away. We can't throw it away. You might not teach it. You might not preach it. But you can't throw it away. You know, as we minister healing and deliverance, we remember that the kingdom is not yet in its fullness. You know, the kingdom is not in its fullness, because when the kingdom comes, there's not going to be any more sickness. There's not going to be any more diseases, you know. There's not going to be any more pain. God is going to wipe away all that. But before we get to that, God assures us that this is going to be done away with. But before we can get to the other side, We have to fight the good fight of faith.